Is contemporary classical music maybe just a little scary? You know, all the honks and squeaks. Well, Barbara Hannigan wants you to know that it's safe to go back into the concert hall. She's both accomplished, more than 80 world premieres to her credit, and accessible, whether she sings, conducts, or does both at the same time. NPR's Tom Heisinger has this profile.
Barbara Hannigan is the go-to singer for many of today's top composers and conductors, like the Berlin Philharmonic's Simon Rattle. During a filming of a documentary about Hannigan, Rattle reminded the director just whom they were dealing with.
You tend to forget what an extraordinary musician this is. You can ask her basically anything. She's fearless and she has technique and brains to burn. So we're just lucky to have her on the same planet at the same time.
Hannigan began her life on this planet in a tiny town in Nova Scotia. At 17, she moved to Toronto to study.
And when I was 19, I remember the aha moment that I knew I was going to devote a large part of my life to the music of our time. I thought at first that the passion that I felt when I was singing new music, that everyone felt like that.
They don't. Even some of Hannigan's fellow musicians don't quite know what to make of her.
I remember the first time I sang with Berlin Philharmonic. The woodwind section came to me after the rehearsal and they said, "You're like a strange bird that we've never heard before."
Barbara Hannigan convinced the Berlin Philharmonic to commission this music, a song cycle called Let Me Tell You by Hans Abrahamsen, a little-known Danish composer. Before Abrahamsen wrote a single note, Hannigan gave him a four-hour crash course in the history of vocal music.
She told me about how I had to use the vowels, and she showed me some characteristics for her voice, and somehow I found a language for music.
Months later, he sent Hannigan what he had written.
I just started to weep because I couldn't believe that he got it. You know, he got my voice.
One special quality of that voice, says Abrahamsen, is Hannigan's otherworldly high register.
It's most clear in the very last song where she comes in, snowfall. She comes in the high C from nothing and comes out of the orchestra and goes down.
Hannigan is singing Let Me Tell You this weekend with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and music director Andras Nelsons, who conducted the premiere recording released just last month. He says Hannigan's voice is so versatile, it can fool you.
It's a huge range of things she does, and the sounds and the colors she makes with her voice, sometimes you can't tell what instrument is playing. Is it a voice? Is it kind of instrumental, mystic sound?
That's Barbara Hannigan in one of her signature pieces, Ligeti's Mysteries of the Macabre. The music may sound thorny, but Hannigan has made it popular with audiences. She draws them in by dressing up to play the part of a paranoid police inspector, while at the same time singing and conducting the work.
It's about a control freak, and so the first while that I was performing it, I had this kind of dominatrix outfit. And then recently I did another costume about a year ago in London, which became kind of a hit on YouTube. But dramatically, emotionally, intellectually, there was just everything that I wanted to be challenged by in that piece.
And Hannigan loves challenges. It's like a sense of duty for her.
Because it not only is satisfying to me, but it also serves the composers and serves the music, and they need it.
Hannigan tries to present new and old music in the best possible light, whether it's singing a world premiere or adding another score to her repertoire as a conductor. Beyond her new music mission, there's also a practical side to the 44-year-old.
We all know that singers have a best before date stamped on their forehead. You know, we can't sing forever. Eventually, I will lose elasticity and I will lose the beauty of sound, but I can conduct forever until I'm an old woman on the podium. It's a very exciting future ahead.
Listeners on both sides of the podium might agree. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.